The Holy Gospel according to John, the 9th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. As he was walking along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him,
Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Jesus answered,
Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him,
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,
which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask,
Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?
Some were saying,
It is he.
Others were saying,
No, but it is someone like him.
And he kept saying,
I am the man.
But they kept asking him,
How then were your eyes open?
He answered,
The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed and received my sight.
They said to him,
Where is he?
He said,
I do not know.
Now they brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them,
He put mud on my eyes. Then I washed and now I see.
Some of the Pharisees said,
This man is not from God. For he does not observe the Sabbath.
But others said,
How could a man who was a sinner perform such signs?
And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man,
What do you say about him? Was it your eyes he opened?
He said,
He is a prophet.
The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them,
Is this your son? You say was born blind? How then does he see?
His parents answered,
We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself.
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said,
He is of age. Ask him.
So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him,
Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.
He answered,
I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see.
And they said to him,
What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?
He answered them,
I already told you, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?
Then they reviled him, saying,
You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from.
The man answered,
Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
They answered him,
You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?
And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said,
Do you believe in the Son of Man?
He answered,
And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him.
Jesus said to him,
You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he.
He said,
Lord, I believe.
And he worshiped him. Jesus said,
I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind.
Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him,
Surely we are not blind.
Jesus said to him,
If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, We see, your sin remains.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Blindness can come in many different forms. It can be physical, where you really can't see. It can be metaphorical, when someone says you're as blind as a bat. Or you can't see 2 inches in front of your own nose. It might be spiritual, when you're unable to see God in your own lives. But blindness is everywhere. And the blind man in this week's story is crying out, begging, wanting somebody to listen. Jesus would listen. And many of those that saw and heard the man's testimony refused to believe that he was healed, saying, no man could do such a thing. But Jesus is more than an ordinary man. And he used this blind man to once again show God coming into this world, bringing light into the darkness. And there's a lot going on in this story, which is why I want you to hear it one more time. And listen for how blindness is really a part of this story. Not only for the blind man, but a lot of other people. So I want you to put yourself in the position of this blind man. I want you to try to feel what it is he might be feeling, see what he's encountering, and I'm going to retell parts of this story. So that for the first part, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and enter the world of someone who's blind. And if you refuse to close your eyes, I turn the lights off. So it's dark, even for me. Good thing I have a flashlight. So the story begins. For as long as you can remember, you have been blind. Your mom tells you you were born this way, and there's nothing that they can do for you. Many have said only God can restore sight. No human is capable of this. You're going to spend the rest of your life in darkness, alone, and there's nothing that can be done. Even if you want to engage in society, try and find a way to fit in, it's impossible. Other Jews look at you, think that you might have some sort of a disease. You're unclean. You should be avoided at all costs. Some have told you that your mother has been worshiping idols instead of God. And because of this, you're full of sin. Or you were also worshiping idols in the womb. Some told you your mother defied God. Because of this, God's sending vengeance onto you, punishing you, inflicting this blindness onto you. Whatever the reason, one thing is certain. You're blind. And many consider it to be your fault for being so. You're unclean. No one wants to be around you, because they feel they'll become unclean too, which means you're unfit to go even before God. So there you sit, alone, by the roadside, crying out, wanting somebody to listen, somebody to do more than just throw a couple pennies at you, somebody to pay attention, but no one does. Think on that for a moment. How does it feel to be completely rejected, accused of doing something sinful before you were even born? How does it feel to be completely alone? Perhaps you're feeling worthless. Perhaps you wonder why anyone should ever care about you. Maybe you even ask, why am I even alive? Now it's a new day, and it's no different than any other day from the beginning. People are still walking around you, avoiding you, just like every day of your life. Perhaps you've been begging desperately, trying to get some food or some money. Then you hear a discussion taking place not too far. A man asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Same question you've heard so many times throughout your life. Just another group of Jews. But the next voice you hear is different. He speaks in a way you've never heard before. And he says, neither this person nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. You hear the man walk up to you. You hear him spit on the ground. All of a sudden, he's placing mud on your eyes. This man has actually touched you. He's not afraid of you or your blindness. He did care. And he didn't care if others thought you were unclean. He didn't care if you were unclean. He was willing to lay his hands on you. And he speaks to you like no one's ever done before. go and wash in the pool of Siloam. So when you hear those words, what kind of things are you feeling now? Maybe it's a sense of hope. Who is it that can speak in such a way contrary to everything I've ever heard? Can this man truly help me? It takes time for you to reach the pool, but when you do, you wash your eyes out. For the first time in your life, you're able to see. You're able to see, so I invite you to open your eyes. The lights are back on. There's light, exactly, light. What sort of things would you be feeling if this was the first time you were seeing something? Would it be joy? Maybe even a few tears coming through? Maybe shock, disbelief? But that's not the end of the story, is it? While you were cured of your blindness, many others were blind to what was right in front of them. Many of the people that see you ask, "Is this the blind man that had been crying out?" They couldn't believe what they were seeing. You try to even respond to them saying, "Yes, it's me." You explain how Jesus helped. No one would ever believe you. Even the Pharisees, the leaders, doubted this to be true. They doubted Jesus could have been responsible. They asked, "How can a man who is a sinner do these things?" And as was mentioned earlier, the Jews believed only God could do such things. So to acknowledge Jesus did this would to be acknowledged Jesus is God. Your own parents could not explain how their child was now able to see. They even say, "Go back and ask him." They want nothing to do with this. Pharisees call you a second time, call Jesus a sinner and remind you that they follow Moses. And they know God spoke to Moses. But how could God have spoken to Jesus? Then you respond to them saying Jesus had done nothing, could have done nothing if not from God. And from that, you're basically laughed out the door. And they said, "You were born in sin, and you're trying to teach us." They doubt what is right in front of them. Even you, the blind person, are blind again in a way. You ask, when Jesus says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man, you answer, "Who is he, sir? Tell me so I can believe in him." And even in this, Jesus shows you the light again, the light right in front of you. You've seen him. The one speaking with you is he. And you reply, "Lord, I believe." A story full of blindness. But through it all, Christ shines as a light for the world. "I am the light of the world." Christ came into the world to help not only the blind man, but all people, all of us to see, to be a light in the darkness and the blindness of our own lives. The light is here, even amidst our own blindness of what is around us. There are times we too are blind to what God is at work in our own lives. We may be blind to what's right in front of us. We might be blind to what the gospel's saying. We might be blind to our neighbors, enemies, friends. We may not see what's right in front of us, like the witnesses in today's text, even the blind man. But Jesus is the light of the world, opening our eyes to see the world in a new light, opening our eyes to see our friends, neighbors, enemies, opening our eyes to see where God is and can be at work in the world, opening our eyes to opportunities, opening our eyes to see the word of the gospel at work in the world around us. Our eyes have been opened by the light. The blind man in today's text does not say anything before Jesus heals him, but he does listen to what it is Jesus is telling him to do. "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." By listening to the word, the man's healed, and we too listen to that word. For we hear the good news that Christ lived, was crucified, died, and was raised again from the dead for us. And like the blind man who is given sight, we too have been given sight and have seen the light through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world, a light amidst our own blindness. Thanks be to God for that light. Amen.